We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zot Gemara, Lameimra de Begozis, the Choldal Amas Goiva, you have a Pussy Chamsha Koyi Loi Koyi. We have in our Mishnah that if you build a wall out of a Gozis, so it's, we know that a wall for Hezek Ria is four Amas high, and it says that you need five Tvachim wide. It has to be five Tvachim wide. And if you look at the Rosh learns that the Minig HaOlam is what the material is made out of. The Gozis or Levenim. But the shear of five Tvachim, that was given by Chazal. And the Gemara is assuming the reason why they gave that shear of five Tvachim is because a four Amos high wall needs five Tvachim wide in order to stand, you know, is this for engineering, in order to stand four Amos high, has to be at least five Tvachim wide. So so if you had, let's say, a wall that was 8 amas high, you would need 10 amas wide. That's the Gemara assumes. V'iloi lo kai. So if it's 5 amas, 5 tefachim wide, kai. Iloi lo kai. Freit Gemara kasha, va'ama traxin. We know in the first Beis HaMikdash, between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kedoshim, there was a wall. It wasn't a pareches, it was a wall. Da'avoy gavoy tlos amsa. It was tlos an amsa. It was 30 amas high. We'll have a pussy, it's just pushki. It's only one amma, it's called amma jacks, only one amma thick, which is six tvachim. So how could it stand 30 ammas on one more tefach? And we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, the walls are made out of gazes, like we saw a pasuk earlier, that the pasuk of kol ila avotlim yukara is kiminis gazes. It's made out of gazes, and you see, it can go 30 ammas high on six tvachim. So that's what's going on here. And for the Gemara, kimdi ke tefach yisera koi. Since that extra tefach, it really can stand much taller. Five tefachim is for four amas. That's what you need. Once you have one extra tefach, you go up to 30 amas. For the Gemara, kasha, v'mikdash sheni my time love amatraxin. We know in the second base of mikdash, they made a pareches, not an amatraxin. So why didn't they make amatraxin? So it's more assumes, the reason is, because since we know that the Beis HaMikdash and Sheni was higher, that it was higher, so that's why you couldn't put a higher wall. So, L'chayr, if you had the extra tefach, why can't it be even higher? So my answer is, Ki kai betlasin kai, tfeilai kai. It could stand 30 amas high, but more than that it can't. Umanolon to have a gvaya tfei. So he's saying, that extra tefach helps you go up to 30. More than 30 already can't do. Now, how do you know it was higher? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Godol yeh kavod habayis ha'achar merishon. The second Beis HaMikdash was a bigger than the first Beis HaMikdash. And how was it bigger? It was bigger by being taller, the roof being taller, and therefore you had to have a taller parochus, which how tall was it? So the Rashi has a girsa of mea amis, but I in the bach, and it's supposed to be 40 amis. The height of the ceiling was, instead of being 30 amas, was 40 amas. So it had to be higher, and since it had to be higher, it couldn't stand. And then, therefore, you had to have a pareches, and it wasn't enough to have an amatraxin. You couldn't have a wall. It was too tall to stand in such a narrow area.
Why did they do amas?
Because you didn't want to take up from the heichel, the kodesh kedoshim. The heichel kodesh had to be, this had to be 40 amas, the heichel and the kodesh had to be 20 amas, so you couldn't make it wider. So it was one tefach, that's why it couldn't be, and it was 40 amas high. So therefore, you had to make a pareches. Ravish was now, what does it mean, Godly Yakovat Abayis Da'achron? So we already explained the means that it was higher, but it's really a chlekes. Ravish Shmuel, Va'amri Law, Rav Yechon, Rav Lazar, Chanam Abinyin, that it was bigger in the Binyin, which means it was 10 amas higher of the roof was 10 amas higher. V'chad Amar B'shonim. We know that the second Beis HaMikdash was longer in years on top of Amar Beis. The first Beis HaMikdash was 410 years, and the second Beis HaMikdash was 420 years. So that's what it means. Godol Yir, the pasuk that says that Godol Yir covered a bayis da'achron is going on years. Bisman diyam, I'm not going on height. Ve'isa lahav, ve'isa lahav. Both are true. Both are true, and therefore you couldn't make a traxin. But why not? Because it's too high. If it's too high, it won't be able to hold itself up on such a narrow foundation. Basically, such a narrow wall cannot hold itself up. But if it's only six tefachim wide, it can't be more than 30 amas. Freit Gemara, okay, so you don't just give up on the traxin. Do v'nevdu tlosin amma of binyan. Make 30 amas of binyan, and then the last 10 amas, make pareches. V'idach nevav pareches. And therefore, you still have an amma traxin. You just the last, it doesn't go more than 30 amas. Okay, so put the top, make a pareches. So the Gemara, no, the 30 amas only stands with a roof on top of it, which holds it down. That dafka with the tikra and the maziva have a koi. V'loy tikra maziva lo have a koi. It cannot lack. It can't be held up without tikra maziva. It's not enough. The first of all, the six tefachim wide can hold it up. Plus, it has a roof which pressures put pressure on it that shouldn't shake back and forth. But so if you had a pareches on top of that, then nothing will hold it up. It'll fall down. So, Frank the Gemara of 11 ma'ad the efshar bin you 11 eat the pareches. Okay, so figure out how much could it stand by itself and do that, and the rest do pareches. On my Abaya, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, Ikula Bebinyan, Ikula Pareches. Either it's all Binyan, this separation, or all Pareches. Ikula Binyan B'Mikdash, like the Mikdash Rishon had a full attraction up the top to bottom, or in the Mishkan it was a Pareches, Ikula Pareches B'Mishkan. But having a half Pareches, half solid wall, half Binyan, is not okay. And here, since it's higher and it can't last, therefore, it had to be a pareches. And once you have this teretz, you don't have to say the teretz before tikra maziva anymore, the teretz speaks out. Once you have this teretz, you don't need a teretz of tikra maziva. So, tikra vayta. And bayaluhu. Hein sidon, hein v'sidon, edoma hein v'loy sidon. When we say that the Mishnah had a shear of six tvachim, or five tvachim, or four, or three, when it gives those shiurim, it meant with the plaster. They used to plaster the outside of the stones, first of all, to attach the stones together, and also make it look nicer. So when you say this six tefachim wide, it's with the sid or without the sid? Omar Nachum Yitzchok, Mistabra Heim V'Sidon. It's Mistabra that when we give that shiur, five tefachim or six tefachim, it means the stones together with the sid. Why? This is the Heim V'Sidon, L'Snaya Shura. If it's Heim without Sidon, let it say it's shiur. Let's say how much sit to put on, and just a stump of five or six. It laughs, but we know he may see that. So he holds that it's he may see that. Why didn't it say the shear of how much sit, how wide, how thick the sit has to be, the plaster has to be? The key to have a tefach, since it's not a tefach, anything less than a tefach, commission isn't going to evolve. So you see, the Mishnah does say half tefachim. My answer is Hosom Chazi lets the roof. There it's Chazi to be mitzdarif with another tefach, and therefore altogether three, and that is why it says half there. But by the Sid, it won't say half. So we still have a shayla of Heim B'lei Sidon or Heim B'lei Sidon or not. It's not a raya, didn't say it, because it's a little smaller than the shear. So the question is, when our Mishnah gives a shear, does it mean with the Sid or without the Sid? Toshima, Hakoira Sha'amru Rechava, Kedei L'Kabla Riach. We know that by an Amavui on Shabbos, in order to carry the Mavi, Chazal Masakin either need a Lechi or a Kaira. A Mavi is a three-walled alleyway, has three walls, doesn't have a fourth wall, and everyone from the alleyway lives in Chatzeris, and houses of that alleyway walk come into the street. So it's a Shikla Rosh Rabbah, but it's not Mamash Rabbah, it has three walls. But the Raya says it's a Yochik, it has three walls. But Chazal Masakin, they cannot carry there without having a Lechi or Kaira. And the sheer kaira has to be a beam that can be wide enough to hold up a riach. A riach is a half a levena, which is one and a half tefach, which means the kaira has to be thicker tefach, because a little bit can hang over the sides. So a kaira shom ruchava, kadeh lekaba a riach, va a riach chatz v'na shu gimel tvachim. So what do you see from here? That a riach is half a levena of gimel tvachim, and here there's no sid, because all this kaira has to do is be able to hold up a brick, not any plaster. So klar, and our Mishnah says, three tefachim for levena. So our Mishnah klar is not talking about sit. So it's a raya. So my answer is no. Hasam b'ravrasa. There we're talking about big levenim. Big levenim ataka three tefachim. But maybe there's such a thing as a smaller levena, which is not three tefachim, it's only three tefachim together with the sid. Hasam, in the Mishnah, in the Sechus Erevim, we're talking about big ones. The Ekanami, the Tony, Shal Shloja Tachim. It says, a levena of three Tachim. Machlal, Dika Zutra. Mashmah is the smaller ones. Shmamina, that here, we're talking about Hein Visidon. That's what we pass, Daka. That our Mishnah means, it has to be five, or six, or four, or three Tachim wide. It's with the Sid.
With the Sid?
Because it says there, levena Shal Shloja Tachim. It means a regular levena is not really three Tachim. Only that Mishnah, it's a special Levena, a big Levena. Levena Shal Shetachim, that's the Mishnah in Erevin says. A Chatzi Levena of three Tvachim. And that's a Raya. Shvamino, that Dafka over there, Levena is three Tvachim. And our Mishnah, Levena is Be'etzim, is not three Tvachim. Our Mishnah still says three Tvachim, is Levena altogether three Tvachim. So it must be, our Levena to where Hein Visidon, and that's how we learn the rest of the Mishnah. So I think more about it. Once you mentioned about walls and things like that, so we brought in now a new sugya, a sugya of knocking down a shul. Omram Chista, Lelistar Inish Bnei Krista Ad the bottom of Krista Achriti. Someone has a beautiful has a shul and he wants to redo it. He wants to make it nicer. He has to knock down the shul and rebuild it. It's also to build the knock down a shul until you have the new shul built. That's the halacha. It won't be able to build in the same spot. We'll see. If the Gemara is going to say if the shul has a crack in the ceiling or something wrong with the shul, the structure, then you could knock it down and build the same spot. But if there's nothing wrong with the structure, you cannot build. Also, we'll see another a way how you could do it in the same spot if you have another shul. Let's see the reason. So Rav Chis says, should not knock down the basic Beknishta at the bottom until you have built another shul. What's the reason? Tup Shatim. Some say the reason is because of Pshia. You're worried that you're knocking it down, you're going to forget about it. You're just going to leave it there. You're not going to rebuild it. That's what we worry. That's what we say. Build all the shul first, then knock this one down. Because you have nowhere to daven. That's why you shouldn't knock down shul. Because what are you going to do while you build it? It takes 8 months to build it. For 8 months, what are you going to daven? So that's all the pshat. So my benayu, what's the afkamina? Ika benayu, the afkamina would be the ika bnei krishta achriti. In a case where you have another beis hakneses, if you have another beis hakneses, so then you only have the problem of pshusa, but you do not have the problem of, you don't have the problem of a place to daven, you have a place to daven. Now, the girsa is here, some have a girsa bnei krishta achriti, some have a girsa dukta achriti. So I'll read you the Muki Yosef. When you don't have a regular place to daven, the Hashinon is Rash Lumil of Nois Success. That if you have a Bnei Knishta Achriti like we have in the parentheses, then everyone will agree you don't have to, you're allowed to knock us down. Because the Maisa, I have a Makom Kavua Daven, and Pshiusa just means I'm going to push it off. And big deal, so I push it off. The Maisa, I have a Shul Daven. But it means, but the Nafmina is a case where I don't have a basic Knesset, I have another place to Daven. So if you mind the Pshiusa, we are worried because you're going to push it off. And that's not right. All the Maisa says, no, the Maisa, I have a place to Daven, so it's fine. But others are Gari's Bnei Knishta Achriti. And they learned that the pshat is like this. It's also to knock down a shul and just put a shul out of business. You can't put a shul, once, even if you have another shul, you can't put a shul out of business. And therefore worried that you're gonna make a pshia and you're not going to build it at all. That's what we're worried about. So the nafka will be, if you have another shul, feed a mandi on pshia, so it'll still be a problem. So don't worry about it. The merema mazutra, sasri yabonu bekaita bistava. They had two shuls. They had the summer shul and the winter shul. What was the summer shul? The summer shul was very high ceilings and a lot of very eerie big windows. And the winter shul was a low ceiling with no windows, so it shouldn't get cold. So they used to knock down the summer shul in the winter and knock down the winter shul in the summer. And there was a mutter to do. Now, why was it mutter to do? The different pshatim in the Rishonim. Some say the reason why it was mutter is because I had another shul. I always had the other shul. So it's going according to Madi Amar that Mishum Tzeluya. The other way to learn is that here, this was called a Tehua. Since the shul wasn't the best shul for the summer, let's say it was the low shul, or the high shul wasn't good for the winter, that was called Tehua, and you were allowed to knock it down to build the other shul. Let's say you have the money and it's sitting there. So then it's mutter because no shiloh of psiusa. My amalei, no, there's still chash psiusa. Dilma misrami le pidyon shvuyim. Maybe a mitzvah is going to come that you have to save someone. And you give it. V'yavilu, and you give that money away. So therefore, the money is not a guarantee that you're going to have a shul. What about shrigi livni v'had yehudri umachzi? You have all the stones. You have all the beams. You have all the flooring. Everything is there. Kshuri machzi kshuri. My. Let's say all the building supplies are there already. So you want a pinyon shvuyim there? I'm like, yeah. Zimn is strongly pinyon shvuyim. Mizavni yosel at v'yavalu. If you have the shul built already, why you worry you might sell it? And obviously, Rav Tosfos says, and before you start diving in it, once you dive in it, we know we're not going to sell it. Before you start diving there, maybe even though the shul is built, you shouldn't knock down the shul, because maybe you'll sell it. I'm like, the Ross say the inchilim is avni. People don't sell the deer. Once it's built, they don't sell it. Now this whole halacha that you cannot knock down the shul, you didn't see a crack in the foundation. something wrong with the structure. Aval chazav atuva sasri abon, and he couldn't knock it down to rebuild it. Kadar of Ashi chazav atuva knishta the master of Achasya. He saw something wrong with a crack in the foundation or in the structure of the shul in master of Achasya. So they knocked it down. They didn't have another shul sasri, but lemaisa va'ayla pur lahosim. He moved into that shul until it will be built. But after he didn't leave adam maskin shvichi until it was fully built. It means until it had its shvichi ready, which are the gutters. He made sure until it was completely finished. It had the CO already. He didn't move out because he didn't want them to push it off. And he was sleeping there. People were rushing to get it done. Afraid the Gemara. So now the Gemara says over here about knocking down the shul. So the Gemara was going to ask a kasha on the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have a story, Metz Hashem, on Daf Dalad, that Baba Ben Buta was the one who gave Hordis the idea of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Some of our stones we have today in Yerushalayim come from the days of Hordis. There are a few like that. And Hordis rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Baba Ben Buta gave him this idea. And what they do, they basically knocked down the Beis HaMikdash and rebuilt it. They knocked out a shul until you build another shul. So here, how did Babuta let Hordis knock down the Beis Mikdash to rebuild it? You have to have another Beis Mikdash before you knock this one down. Yeah, well, it's still in service, yes. We'll see anything early on, yeah. So Mara says, what's Pshat? He saw there was something wrong with the structure, that's why he gave him this idea. When a melech does it, he's not chayze. If they say to upper mountain, they don't change their mind, and they always do what they say. They have the power to do that, and therefore you're not worried about anything. So chayra,
this Hordis actually changed his mind.
He didn't change his mind. No, of course not.
You're thinking that he switched back, and it happened to him.
He didn't switch. No. You'll see the story of Mashem Dabdal. You'll tell me what happens. But anyway, Akaponim, it says, this is a very important question over here. I thought that was Mashem's question. This takes care of the reason of Pshiusa, that he doesn't change his mind. But the other reason, he was bought of a Kabbalah, what do you do then? So the Yad Ramah says that from here is a raya, we pass like the reason of Pshiusa, which is not how we passkin. Because you see here, if there's no Shalab Pshiusa, then you're allowed to knock down the structure to rebuild it, and that's why by Melech it was Mutter. We'll stop over here, and tomorrow's year we'll be going starting from Hordis.